Okay, I invite you to settle in now. Get into a comfortable position where you feel supported, where you feel your body can relax. And we're just going to take a little time here to settle in to ourselves, to our inner being. And let's inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And each time you inhale and you exhale, you want to be breathing in peace, gentleness, quiet, and you want to be breathing out stress, tension, gripping, until finally you see that your body is completely coming into relaxation. Picture yourself in nature, standing on the ground, on the earth, with your bare feet on the earth. And now start walking. You can hear water pouring over rocks, trickling along. And so the water draws your attention, and walk towards the water. And pretty soon you see a stream come into view, and oh my goodness, it's so beautiful. Just breathe in at the scene of the water. Look at how the water flows. Watch it flow past the rocks. See it go over the bends. See it sparkle in the sunlight. I wonder if it's warm or cold. Notice where you look at the water, you feel the urge to step into the water. And as you go into the water, you notice that it's getting deeper and deeper, and you're just going to keep walking into it. Walk into, you get to the middle of the stream. Wherever the water is hitting you on your body, just feel the water flow around you. Feel how the water hits you and then flows past you. Feel how it makes little difference to the river that you are standing in it. It doesn't disturb it, it doesn't stop it. Just flows. Look at the river flowing away from you. Can you see it going away from you? Can you see how the water goes away and keeps going away? And I want you to draw to mind right now something that you've been gripping. I want you to find that thing that's gripping you, or holding on to you, or that you're gripping onto, or that you're struggling with. I want you to find that thing. Where does it live in your body? I I want you to imagine that you can locate that thing in your body, whether it's in your chest, or your stomach, your leg, wherever you're holding it, in your shoulders, in your neck. I want you to imagine that you can locate it. It's a thing. And I want you to imagine that you're reaching inside of your body and you're taking that thing out and you're holding it in your hands. There it is, in your hands, just a writhing ball of pain and confusion, sorrow. And I want you to put your hands in the water, put the thing in the water, and I want you to release your hands and allow the thing to go float away in the water. Now, how does it make you feel to let go of these things? Does it make you feel relieved? Does it make you feel empowered? Or does it make you feel despair? Does it make you feel a loss? Like a part of you is being lost, is being let go. And sometimes when we focus on the water flowing away from us, we can feel this sense of missing out. Missing opportunities, missing time, missing hope. Why do these things happen to me, you may think. Why me? And when we've noticed that those are the feelings that are coming up in our bodies, then we know that we're looking too long at the water flowing away from us. So now, let's remember that the same water, the same river that is flowing away from us, is also flowing toward us. So it is time to turn around. Turn around in the water and now see the water coming at you, toward you. This water is for you. Look how much water is coming. It doesn't matter if you're standing in the smallest trickle or stream, or if you're in the largest river that you can imagine. It doesn't matter, because the water continually comes towards you. And that is what is called abundance. Take a vessel of some kind, a cup, a bowl, no matter what size it is, it would fill up to its capacity and there would still be more water coming. The little bit of water that you held in your canister or your bowl or your cup did not stop the abundance of the water. You can take all the water you need, and it does not take any water away from anyone else or anything else. the fish still have enough water, the plants in the river still have enough water, the water still flows. This is what we mean when we talk about abundance. Abundance is water. Abundance is sunlight. Abundance is wind. Abundance is trees. That's abundance. And you can see that abundance is everywhere. And it is for you. Just as much as it is for anyone else and everyone else. You get to experience this abundance. And so take it in. Take what you need. What do you see coming towards you? Do you see new opportunities? New hope? New friendship? New relationships? Do you see more money coming towards you? Do you see adventures? How about your heart's desires coming right at you in the river? Anything that you could want, anything that you could want, it can flow towards you. So let's stand here and receive what we have to learn how to do now. And what the river is teaching us is this. We don't hold on to things that don't belong to us anymore. There's no reason to. We don't have to hold on to things out of fear, out of regret, or out of bitterness. We don't have to hold on to the way that we wanted it to turn out. And we don't have to hold on to expectations that were not met. None of those things serve us, and we can let them go. We can let them go into the river and float away. And we can also learn to receive. There's always a new something coming down the river. And so this is the lesson of the river, that we are to allow flow, just like the river, to go over the rocks and around the bends, to get narrow bumpy and then to widen and get smooth. This is life. And the river is here. The river is not about scarcity. It's not about focusing on the water rolling away from us. It's about learning to turn around. I want you to do that right now. I want you to grab your canister, grab your bowl, grab your water bottle, whatever it is you have with you. And I want you to fill it with the water from the river. And then I want you to take the water and the canister and yourself and start walking out of the water. I'm going to come back to shore. Now it's going to be time to return to ourselves, and so we're going to start moving our bodies. And we start wiggling your fingers and toes. Start moving your neck. Start breathing. You're going to come back to the room that you're in. And you're going to open your eyes. Remember the lessons that the river taught you.